fact that many misjudge him cause he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds, the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one to set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at chenal.com.
20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
Call him Ryder, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in.
Sorry, my brain's about a step slow. Welcome back in the zone, Justin Aker, Christina LaCure, Wally Hall, Matty T. I'm on top of it, homeboy. Don't worry about me. Thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
All right. Would you rather Wednesday in the SEC, Wally? Would you rather have Mississippi State catching 25.5 against Alabama? Mississippi State's at home, by the way. Or Illinois at home catching 32 from Ohio State.
Mississippi State.
I don't know about that. I think I'd rather have Illinois plus
32. Somebody's going to call the dogs off at 14.
It's probably true. What did you take away from Mississippi State A&M last weekend? Did you think that was...
What I came away with was that they're probably better than Arkansas.
A&M?
No. Okay. We know that.
Yeah.
I think Frank Fletcher's in trouble.
You do?
I think he's going to lose.
Giving 12. Away a few cars.
You know what would be awesome is if they lose to Mississippi State.
And beat
LSU.
You know, it's not beyond reason
that
LSU loses this week to A&M. No, they're off this week. They've got to wallow in that loss to Alabama for another week. Mm-hmm. Then they go to A&M and lose. And the last game of the year is Arkansas. What are they playing for? They're going to Shreveport anyway.
Right. I mean, I can't argue with you.
I just don't know if Arkansas is good enough to stop somebody.
We've not talked yet this week about the Ole Miss game. I came out encouraged. Does that sound stupid? I don't know. I like a lot of things that are happening. To me, here's the deal. You lose to a team on the road by 10, a team that is ahead of you in recruiting by a couple of seasons probably.
Yes.
Even before Freeze got there, they had more talent coming in. And, you know, you can run the ball effectively. You have no semblance of a passing game, or at least nothing consistent going there. You have a lot of issues on defense. You've not been great on special teams. You know, and you could still play within 10 on the road against a good, solid Ole Miss team, a team that's probably going to win 7, 8, 9 games this year. 8 games, maybe. But anyway, I'm encouraged. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot. I think there are a lot of things to be excited about because there are so many things wrong with Arkansas, and they're still competitive in these games.
Well, now they're playing the teams that are mid-level, the mid-tiered teams instead of the Alabamas and South Carolinas, so they're supposed to look a little better. But 18 plays, they give up 10 or more yards. Their defense is ranked 70th in the nation, and their offense is 100th. They're 23 teams that have a worse offense than Arkansas in the whole Division I.
I can't argue. I don't have anything.
So, you know, I think they're growing up a little bit. I think they're improving a little bit. But
do you think they're actually playing with, like, heart right now?
I thought they played till the very end last week.
You do?
They're just so limited depth-wise. You get past those starters and there's huge drop-offs.
When I was watching the Alabama-LSU game, I was just thinking, this is just, it's a whole nother league. Like, it's like watching, you know, a professional game versus, you know, a high school game when you're watching an Arkansas game, which is, you know, sad to say, but you'll watch it, and it's just not fun football to watch. And then you watch that Alabama-LSU game, and that was a great football game to watch for the first three quarters.
Just because they're in the same conference, they're not in the same league the last couple of years.
Who?
Arkansas.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
And it's recruiting. As Justin said, even Ole Miss has got 2 years up on them.
Ole Miss was like one of the number one classes recruited this year.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
Kimdichie was one of the top recruits. Yeah,
I think we talked about that earlier in the year that they got everyone.
Well, even Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's doing well on the recruiting trail. There are some things that just have you scratching your head. But the bottom line is, for a team like Ole Miss that was 7-6 last year, the whole community, the whole program is invigorated by Hugh Freeze coming back. and they had a good solid year. You know, they go to a bowl game. And then this year you're supposed to be able to build on that with a great recruiting class, and they really haven't done it. They've been mediocre at best as far as expectations go.
What Ole Miss doesn't realize, and they're going to get tired of Hugh Freeze in a hurry because he's going to go 8-4, 8-4, 8-4, 9-3. They want to win a championship. And they're like Arkansas. They're not going to be that team every year that's competitive.
You make a great example. Here's the thing. We were just talking in the break about Duke. Duke, by the way, is having a record year for that program in football.
Yeah, like you don't even mention Duke in football.
No, you don't.
Like it's not even the same sentence.
But their head coach is David Cutcliffe, a guy that was at Ole Miss, and they ran him out of town because what did he do? He averaged 7 wins a year.
Yes.
And that's not good enough for them. And we kept sitting here going, I remember it was Nathan and I, we're sitting here going, you do know you're Ole Miss, right? You do know that 7 wins a year is really good. And they won 10 that year with Eli.
Yeah, and they gave him 1 year to replace Eli, and he didn't do it in 1 year. You're gone.
And don't get me wrong, look, they had some great success with Houston. I think Freeze will be good, but again, if you think you're going to go and do when you got Saban and Miles and even an Arkansas team, not to mention Gus at Auburn, and A&M is pretty good. I don't know if you heard. It's not easy. And if you could average 7 wins a year, that's all I would ask if I'm there.
Are we still going to be talking about A&M next year?
No. No, 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 no.
Why not? Thank you. You know what? I agree with Wally. I feel like we had talked about that this weekend, and there was a huge discussion on it. Are we going to still be talking about them? And I'm like, no, I don't think so, because everyone kept saying, oh, they're going to be the number one team in Texas, in the state. They're going to be so much bigger. I'm like, there is no chance that A&M sticks around and becomes a better or more highly prolific team than Texas.
I don't disagree with that, but the question is, are they going to be highly competitive in the SEC going forward?
No, I don't think so.
They're losing their playmaker, and he's the greatest playmaker in college football right now.
I agree with that.
He is the team.
We need to talk about the Heisman in a minute here.
Yeah.
They do have a lot to replace on defense, so they need to get better on defense one way or the other. That's no question.
But who are you going to get to replace Johnny Manziel?
Here's all I know is he has had a couple different types of quarterbacks in his run as a coach, and they have always been successful. I got to believe they'll have somebody else, because the one thing someone's good at is evaluation, obviously, of quarterbacks. You can't accidentally fall into guys like Keenum and Manziel.
I agree.
Plus, Manziel's getting better as a thrower.
You know, he's got the most total yards of any player in college football right now. The most total yards. I mean,
and he hasn't really tried to run it much this year.
Do I like him personally? No. I thought he should. Acted like a punk against Arkansas, threw a football at one of the coaches, bad map, you know, yakking. But the kid is a phenomenal player.
I don't even care. Like, I don't think he's that bad of a kid. He grew up a rich kid. He acts like it. He acts like he's spoiled. But you know what? I grew up around a ton of hockey players who are all handed life on a silver platter. And a gold-plated, you know, silver platter, and they all act the same. I mean, and I'm not throwing it against them, but when you are handed everything in your life, and when you are treated like God, which these kids are, how else do children, they're children, this guy is a kid, how do you stay level-headed? I mean, you need someone to be slapping your head when you do something stupid, and chances are most parents or most people around this kid, they're like giving him the same thing. Here it is, silver platter. Like,
he's been catered to, without
a doubt. Wrong.
The good thing about him is, you know, that in spite of all that on the field, you haven't seen him suffer or lose focus. He does seem, although he has done some things you probably would prefer he didn't. I would also say that someone's done a great job. I think he has ignored it when he needed to ignore it. I think he addressed it when he needed to address it, but he hasn't reacted every time the media said he should. So I think he's handled it brilliantly.
He's done okay. But just pure play without him next year, they're a totally different team.
Yes, I agree.
But we don't know who the next guy is.
Johnny Manziel.
Admittedly, I know this guy is special for sure, but you don't know that maybe they'll run a little more conservative pro-style offense. Maybe they'll run the ball more. I'm assuming they
Who's the number one recruit right now in high school quarterbacks?
I have no idea. I have no idea who they have on campus. I didn't know Matty Mock was a great quarterback until I saw James Franklin go down at Missouri. So, I mean, it's not impossible to believe that a guy behind – I mean, look at Arkansas. I mean, Brandon Allen goes down, A.J. Derby comes in, no problem, right? Okay, bad example. But the point is, it can happen, and we've seen it happen all over the country this year. I mean, look at UCA. Look right down the road, truly. I mean, you got a player of the year go down, and the kid comes up behind him and throws for 300 yards. If you have a good plan and you prepare quarterbacks well – You will have a chance to be successful. But you do make a great point. This kid is special. We may not see a guy like him again in 10, 15, 20 years.
There are very few that come along like him.
Okay, I have a trivia question for Arkansas-Mississippi State tickets. By the way, the game is 11:21. We haven't even talked about that on the show yet. Our tailgate starts at, yes, I mean this, it's for real, 8 o'clock in the morning. David Basil and I will be hanging out doing pregame stuff at 7:30. It's going to be a blast.
And cold.
And cold, Christina. Thank you very much. What can we get away with burning on the grounds of War Memorial without getting thrown away or thrown off off their property, you think?
Just put it like in a little.
If we put like a barrel out there, yes, and put some firewood in there and had a big, like, you know, like the guys under the bridge occasionally.
Hand out some Mad Dog 2020.
I don't really want to get wasted because I got to call a UCA game that afternoon. But
so you have to do a tailgate at 8 a.m. and then go and call a game.
I'm going to watch a little bit of the Arkansas game. I have not had a chance.
It's an 11:30 game, and then the UCA game's like 3?
Yeah. Double dip, baby.
Wow.
I catch the first quarter and
big
take
time.
Off.
Big time. Are they helicoptering you over to UCA?
Yeah, you know it. You know, yeah, it. Actually, they're flying
Bird
me.
Down.
Yeah, they're going to let me borrow Kirk Herbstreit's plane from when he goes to game day to the actual game that he's calling that night. Sometimes they're not the same location. They let me borrow that plane.
You know, I'm surprised ESPN, because they're an ABC, they're owned by ABC, doesn't get Channel 7 here to go down to the ravine and film something.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I was told that that somebody from ESPN, a high-profile person, maybe Chris Fowler, called and talked to somebody at HSU, and they're interested in doing something. So I don't know if they'll shoot it this week and air it the next week. That would make the most sense to me.
Yeah, and with Arkansas off, there's good sports shooters available.
No question.
And they're going to beat the game anyway because they went to Wichita.
Good point. You want to name names? We're not going to name names. We don't name names. Okay, I have a question, a Razorback trivia question for tickets. Wally Hall and many others are concerned that Arkansas might not beat Mississippi State at home next week. And reasonably so. I think the line's going to be about 3. Do you think that's about right?
Yeah, 3.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
In favor of who?
Arkansas will be favored, I think, slightly
you
by
think
3.
So?
Oh, I don't think
you
so.
You think Mississippi State will be favored?
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be a narrow line.
It'd be very close.
Good thing I asked the question. 3, yeah, 3. Sounds great. Which side, boys? Come on.
All right, here's the question. When is the last time Arkansas did not beat Mississippi State at home? When is the last time Arkansas did not beat Mississippi State at home? KP.
Hey.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. Just seeing if I couldn't chime in.
You want to try to answer my question or you want to go somewhere else?
No, I'll answer the question.
What is it?
Let's go with 98.
That is incorrect.
Oh!
You got anything else? Hello? He already hung up.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that in 98 the game was played in Starkville.
That was Houston's first year. Arkansas had it going. And then they lost, and then they lost to Mississippi State. Todd Laterette couldn't make the trip. Oops. Just kidding about that DUI.
So any guess should be an even year. Only clue I'm giving, Justin, quit giving me that look.
Yeah, you mean it should be an odd year?
Odd year, I mean, yes, odd year. Even year.
98 would be.
Well, no, 98 was a road game, and it was an even year.
Yeah, so the guess should be an odd year because you said at home.
Right. Thank you. You confused me.
Me too.
I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be right. Jeff.
Hey, how about 95?
95 is incorrect.
It's an odd year, though.
It is an odd year. You're closer. Chris.
Yeah, 2003.
That is not correct.
Odd number.
The last time Arkansas did not beat Mississippi State at home. Did not beat Mississippi State at home. John.
1993
is correct.
Wow.
A 13-13 tie is a trick question. But they didn't beat them. They tied. So it has been since 93, since Arkansas had a non-win, which we all know is not possible.
That's like
now.
Close to 20 years.
Yeah. So
or
it would be
one or the other.
It would be unprecedented in SEC history for Arkansas, and they've already set some other unprecedented moments this year, but it would be unprecedented in SEC play for Arkansas to lose at home to Mississippi State. It has never happened.
Wow.
And you're getting 3 points on
and
the
I
line.
Was spending a lot of time at the beginning of this segment looking that up. I had no idea until just a few minutes ago.
I'm picking Arkansas.
Oh, he's changed his mind.
I like it. Look, if it comes up red 7 times in a row, there are 2 types of people. There are the people who think, man, it's due to come up black, and there are people who say, you know what, it's come up red 7 in a row, I'm going red again.
Ride the wave,
I'm going
baby.
Red again. All right, John, good job. Did you good answer? Was that a guess, or did you know?
I knew.
Did you attend that game?
No, sir. But a friend of mine played in that game, Oscar Malone.
Oh, we love Oscar. He, unfortunately for him, has steadily fallen down the rushing rankings all time at Arkansas because there have been a lot of good ones who have come behind him. But he finished his career, I think, maybe like sixth all time or something. But what's he doing now?
He's working in North Carolina.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Well, if you talk to him, tell him he said hello. We love Coach O, and he came up on the show a few times. We enjoyed having him on. So tell him we said hello. Hang on a second. Give Matt your information.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right, well, there you go. That was a 13-13 tie. At the time, Ole Miss was ranked eighth in the country. So that was a pretty significant game. Arkansas coming off, interestingly enough, 4 out of 5 losses. 3 in a row they had lost, and they beat Mississippi, or they tied Mississippi State. So even then, which was not a great year, that was a 6-4 Danny Ford team. 6-4-1, I guess it was, actually, if you want to go official. So there you go. Never lost at home to Mississippi State.
Wow.
Since they joined the SEC. And I don't know if they played Mississippi State out of conference at all at home before they joined the SEC. I guess you'd have to look back pretty deep here. I don't see any off the top of the first few years. But that's kind of unique, so there you go.
A little off the subject here, but you were talking yesterday about poker.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember we were at a Jermaine Taylor fight, and we actually played craps together?
Yes, sir.
And you were hot.
I was on fire.
You were on fire.
I made some dude across the table like $8,000.
Two guys on each.
One guy on my right.
One was on your right.
Yeah, and the guy didn't even throw me a dime. I was mad.
Well, you asked for it.
You didn't tip?
No.
No.
Really?
I made this guy. This guy was down to like $500, and he had walked out with like $8,000. I'm not kidding.
And Justin shamelessly said, "What? No love for the roller?"
I rolled like 40 minutes. It was stupid.
It was 32 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And then I introduced him to three-card poker. He played three hands, said, "This is stupid," and got up and left.
My brother-in-law rolled for a few hours, and needless to say, the whole casino had gathered around the table, and pit bosses were around, and he did, I think he only threw him about $100, but the guy needed security to walk up to his room. He made him like $30,000.
The last time I was in New Orleans, I went to the casino down there, and I was playing a very small amount, but I was at a craps table, and there was a guy next to me who was kind of a high roller. At least he had a lot of cheese with him. And there was a girl that walked up to the table, and she had 20, I swear to you, this is a true story. She had $20, and she said, "What can I do with this?" And I'm like, "Not much." And so it was like a $15 minimum table.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, yeah, they're expensive down there.
Okay, so it was crazy, right? So she walks up. She puts the money down.
On the pass line or what?
Yeah, and so she played for a minute. I mean, it went like two rollers before her. She stayed alive long enough because she hit a couple of numbers. So then she cleans up. So then she gets the dice. This chick rolls for like 40 minutes. And the dude next to me made thousands of dollars, and he threw a few $100. So she walks up with 20 bucks or whatever and walks out with like $300 or $400 this dude threw her. And she didn't end up making a lot of money off her own, but he threw a bunch, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, it's fun. There's nothing more exciting than a craps table when it's rocking.
Oh.
Okay, I shouldn't say there's nothing, but there aren't a lot of things that are more exciting than a craps table when it's rocking.
Absolutely.
David.
Yep.
What's up?
The 1990... No, I'm just kidding. that was some great hoops last night, wasn't it? It's just some of the best college basketball seen in a very long time. But I was curious, does Michigan now play Kansas tonight?
Does who?
Well, of those two great games last night, does Michigan play Kansas tonight?
No.
I wouldn't.
It had a tournament atmosphere, but it was not a tournament.
Arkansas will not win this next weekend. There's no way.
Why not?
I'm 100% because we're terrible. I'm 100% on my pick. Started out 3-0, not any big deal, but I've gone 3-7. Of the last 10 weeks. I predicted it 3-9. I've got every stat written down, dated, timestamp, 100%. We will not lose. 3-9. I'm out.
Wow.
Not very confident, but it's certainly possible. By the way, Arkansas State playing basketball tonight, hosting Tennessee Martin.
Well, after listening to David, I want to say my pick is still Arkansas.
That's good. Me too.